everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Imagine the Moscow metro late in the evening. The cars are blessedly half empty, allowing a tired expat to plop down in a seat and slip into that comfortable half stupor facilitated by fatigue, a good meal, a bit too much wine, and the gentle rocking of the cars. As the doors are about to close, we are exhorted to be polite to our fellow travelers, stand away from the doors, and hold on to the handrails. Держитесь за поручни. After a few stops, I get out to switch lines. As I plod along, I suddenly notice the sign above the stairs. Держитесь левой стороны. Keep to the left. Butts. Wham. My pleasant stupor is abruptly disrupted. What's with all these prepositions and cases with the verb держаться? I hadn't thought about this before, but after some research, I have come to the sad conclusion that I have probably been making dozens of mistakes a day with this very versatile verb. Держать is to hold on to something, and therefore, держаться is the reflexive form, which means that, for the most part, it has to do with how you hold yourself. Unadorned, it describes how you behave or your manner. Он держался очень скромно, не жаловался, ничего не просил. He was very modest. He didn't complain or ask for anything. You hear this word a lot in discussions of the military. Наши солдаты держались мужественно. Our soldiers were brave. Or it can be used about anyone in a difficult situation. Как она держится после смерти мужа? How is she holding up after her husband died? You are likely to hear the imperative a lot, and unfortunately, it is usually used when things are bad. Держись! Hang in there. Держитесь! Ремонт вот-вот и закончится. Hang in there. The repairs are just about done. Тяжелая ситуация у тебя на работе. Держись. Your work situation is awful. Hang tight. You might also hear it in a negative sense. Держаться подальше от человека. That means to keep away from someone. Я не знаю, чем он занимается, но лучше держаться от него подальше. I don't know what he's up to, but it's better to keep your distance from him. Держаться can also just mean to hold or keep something in general. Вино держится в специальном холодильнике, где всегда оптимальная температура. The wine is kept in a special refrigerator that maintains an optimal temperature. Or it might refer to something that is holding on, literally or figuratively. Дом еще держится, несмотря на ветер, дождь и снег. The house is still standing despite the wind, rain, and snow. Старые обычаи еще держатся в этой деревне. Old traditions are still observed in this village. Запах краски долго держится. Paint fumes stick around for a long time. It can even be used to describe a pet or animal being held or raised. You can say, Мой дядя держит попугаев. My uncle raises parrots. Or use the slightly dated phrase, В зоопарке держатся дельфины, слоны и попугаи. Dolphins, elephants, and parrots are kept in the zoo. And then we start adding prepositions. Always a miserable proposition. But на, on, with держится, is logical and easy. It is used with a prepositional case to describe how something is standing, held up, or onto something. Classically, you might use it to describe a drunk person. Он еле держится на ногах. He can barely stay on his feet. Or how a painting is hanging. Картина очень тяжелая. Она держится на большом гвозде. The painting is really heavy. It's hanging on a big nail. When you want to hold on to someone or something, you use за and the accusative case. Кого? Что? This is what you hear in the cheery metro announcement. Держитесь за поручни. Hold on to the handrails. Стой скользко. Держитесь за меня, чтобы вы не упали. It's slippery here. Hold on to me so that you don't fall. You can also use this figuratively. Надо мне держаться за работу, пока сын учится. I've got to hold on to my job while my son is still in school. If you want to follow someone or something, something like to hold a course following something, then you use за with the instrumental case, кем, чем. Мы не знали дорогу, так что мы держались за машиной моих родителей. We didn't know the way, so we followed my parents in their car. Finally, there is держаться with the genitive case, which is only used with things, чего. This is the one that just doesn't fit into my personal logical framework. It's used to express keeping to a particular direction, and that's what you see in the metro corridors. Держитесь левой стороны, keep to the left. Sometimes I think this particular command is optional, since half of Moscow's metro riders ignore it. But if you were in a boat, say, and someone said, Держитесь левого берега, keep to the left bank, you ought to obey, since the right bank might be rocky or mined or filled with pirates, you just never know. This construction can also be used more figuratively to mean having a particular opinion, a point of view, or sticking to a set of laws or rules. Все мои родственники держатся либеральных взглядов. All my relatives have liberal views. Я пыталась его уговорить, но он держится прежнего мнения. I tried to convince him, but he's sticking to his previous opinion. Автор держится исторической правды. The author doesn't stray from historical truth. If you get all of this right, someone might use another related expression. It's what you say when someone's done a good job. Так держать. Keep up the good work. And if you think we're doing a good job, you could send us a так держать message too. A contribution to our support fund. Every penny helps keep us in metro tickets. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!